With us today is Governor David Patterson and one smart guy, one good friend. Governor, Easter Sunday, what the heck is going on with the budget? What's going on with our city? What's going on with our state? Does Governor Hochul have is she up on getting us even?
Well, John, first of all, happy Easter Sunday and happy Easter Sunday to everyone listening in this morning. Tomorrow is April 1st, and it's April Fool's Day, but Governor Hochul is going to extend her submission of what she needs from the legislature to Thursday. That'll be April 4th. Now, John, in my opinion, that's actually a good sign, because if she was having a lot of trouble getting her way, she would put the extender into the end of the month or something like that. So I think that's the first news out of Albany is actually pretty good. But one of the things that she's doing that I'm really surprised at the reaction, she wants to lengthen the sentences for people who assault retail workers. Your stores and others, drug stores, it's just people just walk in, fill up a bag and walk right out and walk right past the retail workers and sometimes try to assault them. And what the legislature is saying is that lengthening the sentences doesn't lower crime. Well, they're probably right, technically, that lengthening the sentences doesn't lower crime. But number one, it lowers the potential of the convicted person who went to prison to commit a crime if you keep them there longer. And secondly, if the sentences are longer, those who come out after that usually are in their 40s and 50s, and they've kind of aged out as, you know, people are going to run in like the younger criminals and steal from drugstores and other places. She's not getting any help here, but I think people all around the state completely understand why she's trying to do this and support her. I think she should, as a former governor, I don't want to tell a governor what they should do, but I think that this, what she's done so far represents a real reaction that she has to the crime, and also bringing in the National Guard, which I was opposed to at first, but I've been assured by people like Michael Kemper and John Schell from the NYPD that they will not be the frontline people. They will just be additional people who sometimes, and this is really important, are present. And just the presence of someone in uniform can reduce crime. So that's the beginning of her issues with the state legislature, and we'll see how it goes.
Now, I've known Speaker Hasty as a smart guy, and I've known him that he's very knowledgeable. But I couldn't understand his statements last week, Governor, that he says he's not going to do anything to help the retail workers that work in the stores in New York with abuse against them by criminals and repeat criminals.
I hope that he was misunderstood, because if he actually said that, I really don't understand that. These are people who are not high wage earners. Most of them are not unionized. They don't really have much than the benefit that that the owners give them, which is good, but it doesn't solve the problem that when people come in to rob the stores, and this is happening in a lot of places, that there is that there should be any leniency for this type of thing. I really don't understand that. He's a very good friend of mine, a very decent person. I'd like to have this conversation with him one-to-one and maybe report back, because I was kind of surprised that he appeared to say this.
Well, please do have the conversation. Like I said, the last time I talked to him many years ago, he is a smart guy. He is common sense, but this doesn't make any common sense.
John, I got a story for you. I was coming out of the studio on one of those Thursday or Friday nights that I do Cats Roundtable with you guys, and I get in the car. and someone calls. I pick up the phone, and this voice says to me, "When are you changing your registration to Republican?"
Who was that?
It was Carl Hastie. And I said, "Carl, I've been trying to call you for 3 months, and you haven't returned my call. If this is what it takes, I'll sign up tomorrow."
Look, I like the guy, but this is not personal. This is, and all we've, you know, Governor, all we've asked is for not the person that steals a loaf of bread because they're hungry. Repeat criminals. Repeat people that have been arrested 10, 20, 30 times. Repeat criminals and people that either have to be in jail permanently, or they have to be in mental institutions permanently, that don't belong in civilized situation.
Yeah, how long would it take if someone was arrested 25 times? In other words, how long would it take from the first arrest to the last arrest? It would have to be over a period of like 35 to 40 years.
So it happens over 1 year, some of them 2 years.
It's like a revolving door. They're not spending any time there. There's no opportunity for any kind of rehabilitation. There isn't even an opportunity for contrition where when you go before the parole board, you say to them, you know, "I realize what I've done. These are my plans when I come out." You can't just go to the parole board and say, "Look, my sentence was 3 to 9. I've served a year. And I think that's about enough." I mean, that's the way it's happening. And I think people like myself, who have always been advocates for a fair trial for people and not let the deck get stacked against them as it used to be in the past, are having to recognize that there's going to have to be a greater sense of punishment than there is right now.
We both agree. Easter Sunday, Easter weekend, what are you doing this weekend, Governor?
Well, yesterday, my wife Mary and I hosted a wedding, and the wedding was for the daughter of a woman who was the nanny for Anthony when he was growing up, and then she works with us on a lot of things, and so we had the wedding there, and I not only officiated at the wedding, John, but I played the wedding song on the guitar. How do you like that?
That is wonderful. You're all around wedding planner, governor, common sense. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you real soon.